That's right, it is. Good morning. It's 9:04 here, Sunday, Thanksgiving Sunday. And we are live on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm Ryan Bonner. And you're thinking, wait a minute, live radio on a Sunday? It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Why don't you, you know, spend time with your family and get ready for Thanksgiving dinner? But in the world of business, business nowadays doesn't stop on a weekend or for a holiday. It's always going, always moving. And you need to keep up with that fact. And to do so, you need a great marketing strategy online, definitely websites, social media. And it can be very confusing out there. It's a cluttered world, and you have to, as a small business specifically, you have to break through that clutter. And in order to do that, we have Paul Toby with us here to help us kind of organize our thoughts. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing here on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Paul, how you doing?
It's important to take time for family, but also, as you said, business never stops. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in this morning. Thanks for your time. We know how valuable it is, so We're going to cut right to it, and we're going to make sure that you get some value out of this show. So here's what we want to talk about today. People, and you were saying just before the show started that the growing levels of entrepreneurs in the marketplace right now.
Yeah, we saw the numbers just a couple of days ago. They're up.
And they're up significantly. I think that's because people are somewhat disillusioned with the corporate place. They want more time from themselves. They want a little more autonomy. They don't want to be told what to do.
Be your own boss.
And the dream of working by yourself has never been stronger. However, the problem with that is that there's a saturation point. And people only need so much service. They only need so much coaching. They only need so much marketing advice. And so whatever you decide to do as an entrepreneur, whether that's a service business or you want to sell a product online, you're going to need some help. And one of the starting points that everybody thinks about is, well, I'm going to have a website. Well, what is that? Is it, do I go hire somebody for that? Do I try to figure it out myself? And I think we're going to spend the whole show just talking about websites. How do you make one? Who do you trust to make one? Have you run into someone who promised something and didn't deliver? I know we get a lot of clients like that. In fact, we were talking again before the show started that there's this guy who's in the mortgage broker business. He spends $100,000 on a website. Now, that takes some doing.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
I mean, typically it's not going to cost that much. And I don't know what they were trying to do specifically, and I didn't really hear the whole story. But that's a lot of money. And no matter what you're spending, you really want results. And my understanding is it didn't create any.
And the problem nowadays is there are so many people out there who have technology and they're savvy in that field. And they, hey, I know some website design. I can throw one together for you for a couple of grand. I'll have it done within a couple of weeks. And that doesn't usually pan out as such, right? It takes a little longer, a little more money. They run into issues. You have people who claim to have experience and they just don't in that field.
Well, I always say sometimes common sense these days isn't all that common. So what happens people take advice from their sisters, cousins, girlfriends, boyfriends, dog walker, because he builds websites on the side, and because it's only going to cost me a couple $100 or $500 that, you know, I'm going to get away with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether that's a bad strategy, but it's certainly not going to get you the results you want. And the reason for that is I never really take, and this is good advice, I think, for anybody who's listening. Try not to take advice from people who don't actually have what you want. Because a lot of people out there, they really have a lot of opinions about things, especially when it comes to something like the internet that everybody spends time on. Mm-hmm. So somebody thinks that because they do 14,000 Google searches a day, that somehow makes them an expert in marketing. When I say take advice from people who have what you want, that means, well, is that person a successful business? Is that person a successful web designer? Does this person, have they worked with hundreds of businesses and created results? And that's a really good starting point. So if you're really looking for help in this thing, make sure you do your homework.
Don't go to that dog walker.
Exactly. Don't take the first guy that comes along that says they're good at what they do. Because oftentimes the business owner doesn't necessarily know what they do or how they do it. So therefore, you have no metrics or key performance indicators to say to yourself, well, these are the things that I'm going to measure your success with. These are the things that I'm going to measure your strategy with. Because if you don't know, you just don't know. So oftentimes the web designer will speak over your head. Mm-hmm. They'll use technology to kind of confuse you. Oh, yeah, we do, you know, SEO, and we fill up our websites with meta tags, and we have...
Well, that sounds
this
impressive,
sort of,
yeah.
Yeah, and you're going, well, that... Well, you must really know what you're talking about. And more often than not, it's just simply not the case. We get, honestly, 90% of the customers for Business Pros Marketing that come through the door, we're tasked to fix something that currently isn't working.
So they didn't come to you first, and now they're having to come to you down the road when they need help and they need to, as you repair some wound. You
know? Right. And one of the advantages that we have as a company is we can actually get companies funding for that kind of thing. So in essence, if they can get this wonderful optimized website that creates more business and you can get some assistance on paying for that, that's one of our inside advantages. But when they come in the door, they immediately know, oh, now we're dealing with a whole new ball game. And I literally, and my teams, we sit people down and we go through everything. It's like, this is why this exists. This is why this exists. And after the break, we're going to talk about some very cool specifics and the difference between passive and persuasive.
Let's do that. And you can call in. We have the phone lines open. We are here live. We're not talking about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Nothing that'll burn up the phone lines like that.
Politics. But, I didn't know we were getting to politics.
No, we're going to talk about your business. If you're in small business, medium-sized business, doesn't matter. You have a company or you're starting the business up and you want to build everything from the ground up. Now is your chance to call and talk to Paul. There's a nice little slogan. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. Maybe Paul can help you out. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Go online to his website, businessprosmarketing.com. And we're back in a moment here on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio AM 640. 9:15, welcome back. Here we are live on Talk Radio AM 640, the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan joining Paul Tobey. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Go online to the website, businessprosmarketing.com, and you can find out about the Inside Advantage Roundtable, which is, well, here's what you can do. You can do the 3 hours. It's an eye-opening 3 hours with Paul. He's a leading digital marketing expert here. You can do that, or you can call in. We are live, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell right now. And it won't cost you anything to call him right now and kind of pick Paul's brain, and he'll pick your brain. And we're talking about online, your online strategy and your website. And it's very important in this day and age to have an effective website. But, you know, you have to also understand what you want to achieve with your website. And, Paul, you've run into many individuals who... They don't understand that aspect of business. They may understand what product or what service they're putting out there, but they don't understand the online digital aspect as well, which is just as important as what they're doing.
Well, I think it's important for people to be up on what's current and relevant and fresh. We tend to let things go in business because we get so busy working in our businesses and we don't spend a lot of time working on them. Mm-hmm. And marketing and sales is working on your business. And of course, I think sales might be the number one thing because cash flow to a business is essentially the lifeblood of any business. It's kind of important to sell something. And the website tends to be one of the things these days that's important to bring in new prospects, new people interested in what you do. So recently, actually, in the last couple of weeks, I came across an old client. And this goes to my point of being fresh, current, and relevant. They hadn't really done much since I saw them 4 or 5 years ago. And they came in for a few sessions for the Training Business Pros company that I run as well, which is a very high-level sort of training facility for digital marketing strategy. And they learned what they needed to learn. Well, very quickly, if you searched for Mortgage Toronto as a search engine keyword, they always did very well with that. In fact, mm-hmm. for a couple of years, they became number one,
wow.
Which is pretty good, you know, and that's not necessarily going to work if you were searching from Edmonton, but if you're searching in the Toronto area and you're servicing the Toronto area, it's nice to be at least in the top three. Well, they lost that ranking in the last couple of years and have never been able to regain it. So why did that happen? Well, the answer is Google changed the algorithm.
Oh, okay.
And I talked to them recently and I said, listen, there's just some basics that you guys need to handle. Number one is Google doesn't like the fact that your website is not responsive.
Meaning, which means?
It doesn't look good on a mobile device. It doesn't look good on an iPad.
Doesn't translate well.
It doesn't translate well. And websites, especially this stage with 40% of all searches coming from mobile, jeez, you're going to need to make that a good user experience for people. And Google's algorithm is strong enough now and powerful enough now to know the difference. And if it just doesn't look good, Google's going to lower your rankings.
Just like that.
Just like that. And as a matter of fact, if you were logged into Google, and this is an interesting point, if you have a Google account, which most people do, and you have a Google business listing for your website, if Google's finds that your website is not responsive, it actually notifies you in the search engine results.
Really?
There's a little tag that it puts beside your website listing, which could be on page 3 or page 30 or whatever. But if you do find it, there's going to be a little tag there that says, hey, you guys gotta get in the game
here. Wake up, basically.
You gotta wake up. And I think that's a good thing that Google's doing. It's basically notifying people, hey, if you want us to send you traffic, especially free traffic, if you want us to send it to you, you gotta use it well. And if you're not providing a decent user experience for people, then we're not going to send you traffic. You're going to have to pay for it, like everybody else.
But many people there don't realize this has happened, though. They don't know.
It tends to be the vast majority of web clients that we get. Like, we're not just a web design company. It is an important thing, mm-hmm, but it is essential for people to have a good, and we call this user experience optimization. We want to optimize your website so that it's user friendly, so that it drives people. And that's the difference between sort of persuasive and passive. Passive websites are websites that exist as brochures. Persuasive websites are websites that exist to entice the reader to take an action, to fill out a web form, to pick up the phone and call, to drive them to some, what we call CTA, or call to action.
And you're throwing out some terms and people listening may be going, what the heck are they talking about? But this is your forte. This is what you do. You take care of that aspect that might have some confused and going, whoa, I didn't study that in school. I don't know how to do that in life. But that's where, you know, you kind of take that trouble out of their hands. You know how to kind of, I guess, swim through the stream of information when it comes to that aspect, right?
Well, I think there's a couple of, When we work with people, we try to simplify things. Mm-hmm. I think people don't have a lot of time to search. They don't have a lot of time to do research. They might be looking for something. And you really want to get your message across in under 15 seconds. And we use a system of hypnotic copywriting and prime real estate. And there's a bunch of terms that we use. But I think there's two main things that people need to do with their sites that they're currently not doing. The first one is, get a phone number on there in the top right-hand corner on desktop and at the top of the page on mobile and make sure that it's clickable.
Simple.
In other words, if I click this number with my mobile phone, is it going to dial? And I can't believe still the number of websites that don't have that. It's just like, you know, a lot of people is like, well, I know the company and all I need is the phone number. So I look the company up, I go to the website and I can't find the phone number.
Or it's
anywhere.
Buried in contact us.
Yeah, contact. And then they put a form on the contact us page. Like, seriously, just give me the number and I'll call it. But it must be clickable. In other words, if I take my finger and I click that number,
boom,
is it actually going to call on my phone? So that's really important. And number two is, above the fold, before I scroll anything, do I actually know what you do and how that's different in the marketplace? So we actually take, at the beginning of every marketing implementation that we do, we actually figure out with the client what makes them different, and we make that the headline of the website. So that in under 15 seconds, I can go, okay, I understand what they do and why they do it.
If you're listening right now and you're thinking, wait a minute, he's just described some of the issues with my website, a phone number in the top right corner. if that's your website, or there's a few other things that you're not quite sure about, maybe it could use some tweaking, you can give us a call here, and you can ask Paul, you know, right here on air, 416-870-6400, *640 on sell. You don't have to use your actual business name, or you can if you want to, I guess.
Yeah, if you want to promote your business, it's a good idea. It's
there, like, we go.
This is my business, and this is what we do, and people go, oh, I need that. So it's a good marketing opportunity.
There we go. You can call in now, 416-870-6400, *640 on sell. And also go to businessprosmarketing.com, where you can also learn about the Inside Advantage Roundtable. It's happening this Tuesday, October 11th. But we'll be back more with Paul Tobey and your calls here. He's the CEO of Business Pros Marketing here on the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. It's 925. An opinion or a question, too. We're taking them here. We're live this Thanksgiving Sunday for the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner with you here. And if you operate a business, or you're kind of prepared to launch one, you're listening, or you've been listening, and you're thinking, yeah, I know I have to do some work on the website to ensure that it will draw in as many eyes as possible. But you know what? I'll do that next month or next week. And I will do it. I just can't get around to it today. Chances are, and Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, I'm sure you've run into those procrastinators. Chances are you're not going to jump on it a week from now like you promised. You have to tackle these things immediately. And that's what Paul's here talking about. He's talking about your website specifically today. And why? I mean, there are some simple things we've been covering off that you can do to make it more attractive to the public, and hopefully, you know, guide some more business your way. But people just, they don't understand. They don't care. I think people do care, though, Paul. I really do think they do.
Well, I think the biggest challenge is people tend to want to do things themselves. They think they're smart enough, and I'm sure that's true, but there's nothing like experience to kind of help you navigate the difficult waters of digital marketing these days. And they are difficult. Back in the early days, we used to be able to build a website with HTML or PHP or some little software and then get ourselves an autoresponder, and away you went. Mm-hmm. These days, it's far more complicated, simply because there's a lot more competition in the marketplace, and people and marketers have gotten smarter. I always have this saying. It's like marketers ruin everything.
Why is that?
And they do, because they come up with all of these strategies that work for a little while and then they stop working. And so marketers just kind of develop new ones. And as they start to develop things, it gets a lot more complicated. And they actually, I think marketers set trends and they entice people in certain ways to do things, and then people become fed up with that, so then they have to come up with a whole new strategy. So the thing right now that we're testing is, and it's not really a test anymore, we're well underway, it's kind of data mining. And so our websites mine data. And so if somebody comes to the website, even without them giving us an email address or whatever, they fill out a contact form or a form to download something, we take a look at what they click. So we actually install heat maps on a web page. So when people come, we can track their IP address through the website, and we kind of see what they clicked and what they didn't click.
And what works, and what doesn't work.
Right, and we can use that information to get them to do what we want them to do instead of what they want to do. Because sometimes if you let people do what they want to do, they'll find their way off the website, and we don't want that to happen. So typically what we look for in when we work with our clients is, let's get the person who's doing this, the reading and the research, let's get them to stay on this webpage as long as we possibly can. And that's the difference between a high bounce rate, mm-hmm. meaning they came to the webpage, didn't click anything, left, went back to Google, versus a user experience optimized web page that someone can come to, stay for a while, and engage and interact with it. And that means, what do they click? What do they read? How long do they stay? Where do they scroll? And the funny part is that Google actually tracks all that as well.
Really?
So if somebody clicks through from a Google search, Google's now tracking that person through the website. And that's why I always say to people, hey, if your website can't keep someone there, at least give them a phone number up front, and at least give them a really powerful, persuasive, and I call this the secret psychology of persuasion, give them a headline that really gains interest immediately. It just kind of reaches into your subconscious and pulls out an interactive message that says, hey, you got to stay here for a while because you've hit the mother load. This website is going to change your life. It's going to change your business. It's going to change, you know, whatever you came looking for. We have it and then some.
I mean, this is information that, you know, back in the days when it was just kind of the bricks and mortar shops, you didn't have the internets or the World Wide Web. Like, you couldn't get that focused, specific information. But now we have an amazing way to, as you said, with Google, they can kind of find and mine that information. It's amazing that we have that at our fingertips, but there are so many people not taking advantage of that fact, you know. Here's a spreadsheet of info telling you what people are coming to your website for, or why they're leaving, and here's how you can fix and make, you know, make changes for the better for you. It's amazing that we have that now.
Every business has what I call an inside advantage. Their inside advantage is what they do differently in the marketplace versus their competition. Mm-hmm. And the job of the web property, website, social media, the job of that whole thing is to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. And that's what we do at the Inside Advantage roundtable sessions. And again, there, if you go to the businessprosmarketing.com website, you click the AM640 logo. I went out and got myself a sponsor to sponsor the tickets for this thing. They're $297. I mean, seriously, I've trained over 50,000 people in web marketing over the last 10 years. This is not beginner stuff. And if people really want an edge in today's marketplace and they want to discover what their inside advantage is and how they can leverage that, it's a great session to be in. It's essentially a gift. I'm giving business owners or leading marketers or whatever you do, if you want to learn this game and you want to build your business on the back of the internet, which is a very important thing to do, mm-hmm. then this is a great session to be in. And people could say, well, I can get that information anywhere. Yeah, I could probably research it online. Yeah. And I recognize that people are somewhat skeptical about taking advice from people, other people. But the reality of the situation is, I mean, I charge, and this is an interesting point, and I'm not saying this to impress anybody. I'm saying this to impress upon them that, you know, this is not, we're good at what we do. We charge $10,000 a day for our team to work with the business on their marketing strategy and building their online presence. And that's a significant amount of money. So if you're going to spend 3 hours with me, you're going to get at least a few thousand bucks worth of value out of those 3 hours. I'm going to show them exactly, you know, key performance indicators and strategies that we've used with actual clients to get results. So it's businessprosmarketing.com. Go there, click on the AM640 logo and Infusionsoft. We have only two spaces left for Tuesday, okay, which is like the day after tomorrow. 9 a.m. I'm going to serve you breakfast and we're going to have a good
time.
You're
going to chef up some eggs and
absolutely
beautiful. Well, and I love this music. It's kind of like Shark Tanky. Dragons and music in the background. And what we're going to do in the show, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell, Paul, is if people want to step into your Shark Tank here and present to you, you know, what they are doing with their website, their online approach, their business. Again, they don't have to give out the name if they don't want to, but you can help guide them here on the show.
Only if they want to make money.
Yeah.
If they don't want to make any money or any profit, then this is not a good place to be.
Don't call.
Don't do anything about it. Keep status quo. You know, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. But if you want a different result, call in.
Make a change. 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. We're live here for the Business Pros Radio Hour with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. We're back in a moment here on Talk Radio, AM 640. And it's 9:37 here. We are live this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. Ryan Bonner with you. More importantly, Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. And the website, businessprosmarketing.com, where you can kind of infuse some new life into your business. Or if you haven't yet opened your business, but you're kind of working on it, now's not a bad time to get in touch with Paul, and he can help you along with that. We do have the phone lines open, though, 416-870-6400, *640 on cell. This is your chance. We don't, you know, charge you anything to call in here on the show, but this is your chance to ask Paul if there's something that it's bothering you. You're not... Paul, people, you know, businesses will hire somebody, people who purport to know what they're doing in terms of marketing, but you've hired somebody and you don't think that they're getting it done for you despite what they're telling you, and you can ask anonymously, ask Paul what his thoughts are on maybe what you're doing. Paul, you can check out their website as they speak to you here on the show.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time out of your busy Thanksgiving weekend to spend a few minutes with us. I definitely think it's important to learn as much as you can about the online world and digital marketing, but a lot of people feel that that's somebody else's job. The problem with that is that you may not know what they do or how they do it. So therefore, if their strategy is not up to par and it's not creating the results that you want, the reason for that is you didn't know enough to ask them the right questions. So from a web design perspective, here are some of the questions that I would ask. Number one, who have you done this for before, and what was the strategy behind them, and what were the results? Because, you know, in this day and age, results are really the only thing that matters.
You want to see those results.
Did it create more traffic? Did it create, and it may not create sales immediately, and that's not really the whole point. I mean, even as a digital marketing scientist, I'm not really responsible for people's sales. I'm responsible to fill the bucket full of people who then are going to inquire about what they do, and sometimes I work with the sales teams, and then I am responsible. But for the most part, I help build an automated system that can help the salespeople follow up. But number one is just ask, who have you done this for before, and what were the results of what you did? Number two is give me the sort of four-part overview of how you approach digital marketing. For me, if I were to say, if I were to look at the response to that question, I would be wanting to hear things like this. What is the traffic strategy? Where are you getting it from? Are you going to pay for traffic? Are you going to get it for free? Number two is, what does the website do to keep them on the website long enough for them to take an action?
So like
how do you enroll and engage, sometimes make them laugh, think, or cry, anything to create an emotional response for the reader. Number three, how are you tracking their actions, and how are you grabbing their contact data? Without an email address or a phone number or any type of contact information, there's really not a lot we can do. Because if they leave the website and they leave nothing behind,
they're gone.
Well, we can always remarket to them on Facebook and Twitter because we've pixeled their web browser. And if you don't know about remarketing, it's one of the more powerful things that we can do these days. And then number four is, what is the automated system that can follow up with these people? For example, we've taken a customer from 20 leads to 300 within 30 days without hiring any new sales staff. How do you do something like
that?
Well, you need automation. And if the person that you're talking to doesn't know about these things and they can't answer in an intelligent, comprehensible manner that is understood, then you need to find somebody who can answer those questions. So you're looking for really just experience. And one of the things that I like to do, especially in the Insight Advantage roundtable sessions, which I've gotten sponsored by somebody for your ticket, one of the things that I'm going to show you is exactly how we do things. And then you can take that information and you can go back to your web designers and compare the two. How have I been making good decisions?
Make them sweat a little
bit.
Are
there things that I have been unaware of because my web guys don't know? And am I fresh, current, and relevant in what's really happening these days in terms of online marketing?
Well, you mentioned, I think it was last segment, there was somebody you worked with, and they had, I think they'd gone to you about 4 or 5 years ago, did some work. And then, fast forward to now and things aren't just working out for them. I think people, sometimes will throw together a website or they'll take a certain online digital approach or marketing strategy. And then they'll think, okay, this will work forever. This will work for 5 or 10 years without having to alter anything or change anything. That's just not the marketing world evolves, right?
One of the strategies that I've always subscribed to in my business is I actually take 3% of next year's projected revenue. If I base it on this year, I never grow, but next year I'll take 3% of projected revenue and I'll invest it in knowledge and experience. It's a strategy that I've done for the past 10 years. It's worked every single year. You know, most people would take 3% and they might get an RRSP or something like that that pays 1.5% or something over 50 years. Or if you invest 3% in knowledge, you might get a 4,000% return because you're actually getting that knowledge from people who know what they're talking about. So, you know, you're not going to have to invest anything but your time with the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions. It is this Tuesday, and then again on November the... Did we get the date in there? November 1st. So either this Tuesday, October the 11th, or November the 1st, there's a couple of tickets left for Tuesday, which is really cool. So it's going to be full. And we're working with business owners. We're giving them this knowledge that they may not already have. And it's a free ticket. So if you go to businessprosmarketing.com, hit the AM640 logo, register for the session. Infusionsoft will pay for your ticket and your breakfast. And if you absolutely don't get any value out of it, then we'll talk.
Well, you can talk to Paul right now. Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, 416-870-6400, star 640 on sell live here. If you seeking any advice, Paul can help you out live here on air. He will talk to you about your business and what you're doing online that isn't generating for you the results that you're looking for. We're back in a moment, and Paul, I'm going to ask you about the feel of a website or a Twitter account or Facebook, because that can impact somebody's business strategy here. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio AM 640.
Morning, everyone. It's Paul Toby here for AM 640 Toronto. We are live coming to you from down at beautiful Toronto waterfront. I want to thank everybody for taking the time out of their busy morning to spend some time with us. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And in terms of Thanksgiving, let me just say this. It is the time of year when you can look back over the last 12 months or since the beginning of the year, and you can say, well, what have I done? What have I accomplished? What am I thankful for? What am I grateful for? And that's a great springboard to head into the Christmas season and start talking about your wins and your successes. One of the things that I try to do, and I'm here with my co-host, Ryan Bonner. Ryan, thank you for taking the time to be here with me, too. It's awesome that you came in. One of the things that I try to tell people in business is that if you keep doing what you've been doing and you keep thinking what you've been thinking, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. Mm-hmm. And in business, it doesn't feel good. And it's never felt good for me to not grow. And when I'm talking about growth, I'm not just talking about revenue. I'm talking about new employees. I'm talking about new space. I'm talking about new strategy. And just the concept of knowledge and how that plays a part in the growth of my business. And there's really only one way that you can grow your business, and that's by working on it instead of in it. In it means you're taking care of things that you would normally take care of. You're filling orders, you're delivering on your services. But I've never really met a business that was happy with the amount of business that they had. And the reason why that is because they spend too much time working in it instead of on it. I try to help people work on their business. Well, I actually don't try. I actually succeed.
Yeah, let's confirm that.
I succeed very often in doing that. And I work directly with business owners and business leaders to strategize and to implement advanced digital marketing strategies. Obviously, starting with the website and understanding what it's supposed to do, what's its job. And persuasive is the most important thing. How do we persuade somebody to take an action on our website? So if you think about it in these terms, in the Inside Advantage Roundtable sessions, which is what we're currently expecting business owners to get excited about, we're looking at essentially four things. Number one, who is my target market? Who's my high priority target, and how do I bring them to me? And if you don't know who they are and you can't describe them in very specific terms, because a lot of people, if you're selling to everyone, you're selling to no one because they're just not listening. You have to stand out for a specific targeted, high priority targeted audience. And number two is, what do we actually do for them? And that means what's our uncommon offering? What's the thing that we do different? And you could say this, well, we all cut grass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Is it the customer service that's different about your company?
What makes you stand out, basically?
Is it your trucks? Is it your people that actually work for you, that communicate with the client? What's different about your business? Because, you know, different is better than better. Because you really can't be better than the big guys, and you're going to kill yourself trying to do that. But you want to stand out in the marketplace, so that's different. And then there's something called own it, which is number three. How do you sell your what to your who? In other words, this is what we do. This is how we do it differently. But how do you sell that to your target, to your high priority targets? And number four is a series of imaginative events that you need to stand out in everything that you do, whether that's your website, whether you go to trade shows, whether you go to networking meetings. How do you differentiate yourself? And how do you describe that in your imaginative events? Imaginative meaning, hey, if you do things like everybody else, you're just going to be like everybody else.
Yeah.
In this day and age, it's about standing out.
You got to pop out a bit.
I'm pretty sure somebody's sitting at home going, "Well, I'm really much like I'm like everybody else. I don't want to change from that," and that's fine. You have to get a little bit uncomfortable in order to create results, and that's what I expect people to do. So Thanksgiving is a good time of year to look back and say, well, how much have I done for those four things over the last 8 to 12 months? And Inside Advantage Roundtable, which happens this Tuesday at 9 a.m., I have actually two tickets left. If you go to the website, they're free. $297 value. One of the things we actually do is we say, okay, if you're going to take a seat and you don't show up, we're going to charge you for that seat because
really?
You took it and somebody else couldn't take it. So there's two available, but don't be surprised when we take a credit card from you. And you don't have to pay. You just have to pay if you don't show up.
And these are intimate things. We're not talking, you know, hundreds of people sitting there in one room. These are...
No. 12.
That's
12. So we have 10 for Tuesday. We're looking for two more, and that's it. And I actually haven't even marketed. We're just using the show to talk about it. If I send out an email, I'll have those two seats filled up in a heartbeat. And I haven't even done that yet. So
I don't let them get to that point.
I'm
going to
do that tomorrow, probably even on a holiday. I'll get by because I have 12,000 people on my marketing list in the Toronto area alone.
So what you're saying is jump on this opportunity now.
Yeah.
Don't let Paul get to the email. Don't let him write that email because he'll be gone.
Listen, here's the thing. I guarantee it will be the best 3 hours you've spent in your business over the past 10 years. I guarantee it.
He's thrown down the challenge.
That's a very big challenge.
416-870-6400, *640 on sell. Your last chance here to get an opinion from Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, on your digital strategy, your website. What are you doing wrong? You know you're doing something wrong. Let Paul help you. Give us a call here. We are live on Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. And Ryan Bonner here. It's 9:56. We just had somebody pick up one of the two remaining tickets for the October 11th Inside Advantage Roundtable, Paul.
Yep.
So one left.
Yep. That person did something very wise. And I threw down a challenge. I said, you know, this is going to be the best 3 hours that you've spent on your business in a very long time. I don't make that statement lightly. I take it very seriously. I might be laughing on the outside, but I'm a very serious person on the inside. And business is business is business. Business is meant to grow. And I come at it from that perspective. If you want more business, you want more profit, which I think is an important thing because you can do a lot with that. You know, it's like, if you don't have extra, there's no extra things you can do. And it buys you a lot of choices. Basically.
Well, you talk about growing your business. Bill's emailed me here and he wants to grow his. He says, "Hey, Ryan, I'm shopping for a new site. Does Paul provide web design and marketing support? Can he rattle off a list of what he provides? Getting the company name out there on social media, promotion, etc. His is broadcast related. His target market is in the U.S. Thanks, Bill."
Yes to all those questions.
All those points.
Yeah, just flat out. We are a full service digital marketing agency. And we have a very highly trained team of experts that have been trained by me. I also spend 3% a year on my employees as well. I send them out for high level training for certain things. We're cutting edge. And when we talk to a client, obviously web design is one of the most important things. Mm-hmm. How do we approach that? We have specific strategies for that. We build everything on top of WordPress. We use highly advanced themes. They're 100% responsive, but it's far beyond that. he's looking for social media strategy. We have that. He's looking for traffic. We have traffic strategy that is, I believe, very advanced. Not just free traffic, but paid traffic. Because sometimes free traffic, especially from Google, takes a little bit of time if you're not really used to getting it. But definitely paid traffic strategies. What I always tell clients, and this may help Bill out, if he's looking for new clients in Canada or the U.S., my strategy is, what's the cost per lead? So whatever he's used to paying, I'm thinking, I like to get clients under $20 a lead. So if we can get a high priority target to give us their contact data at under $20, that's a win in my book all day long. And I, you know, I'm going to ask Bill just to kind of connect with us.
Yeah.
And if he's a business in Canada doing business in the United States, we can actually get him funding, support, refunds from the government to help him do that.
Well, Bill, so, if you like hearing that aspect, businessprosmarketing.com is the website. We have a lot more to talk about, I guess, next week here. There's always so much more. Again, if you think something isn't right with your marketing strategy, now is the time to contact Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Go to businessprosmarketing.com. Get that last ticket for tomorrow, or sorry, Tuesday. Tuesday morning, 9 a.m., get that last ticket. It's
approaching
yours.
Fast. It'll feel like it's already
it's
tomorrow.
It's a gift. Take it.
There we go. News is on its way next here. Talk Radio AM 640.